Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Had a little bit of snow earlier today. And it's very, very weird that we see snow this late in the year, right? Right, folks? I mean, I've only been up here for a couple of years, so I guess you would know more than me. Well, taking a look at today's show, it is going to be March Madness base for today. We are going to break down the Badgers' first-round matchup with James Madison. We'll also go over the Final Four predictions, and we'll go ahead and take a look at potential Cinderellas for the NCAA tournament. Sandwiched into that, we'll have Hatchet baseball coach John Robertson to talk about the team's start to the season as he takes over for Scott and I. Let's go ahead and begin with some Wisconsin talking. First off, with the Big Ten tournament recap. And I must know, it is March, so I can finally say,
can I play with madness?
There you go. Let's dive into it. Here we go.
10 seconds left. Hepburn against Jones. Kicks to Klesman. To the line. In the lane. Goes up. Back. Rim it in. 4.8 to play. Badgers up one. Here's Jones with four. With three. Right side with two. Heaves it. Missed it. And the Badgers win it. They're playing for the title.
Okay. So obviously, as I stated last week, when the regular season was over for this Badger team, the important thing for them was to get past the second round of the NCAA tournament. If they play in that first weekend, like they did in the Big Ten tournament, they will make a deep run. Period, plain and simple. Now, let's quickly go over the Big Ten tournament recap here. Obviously, defeating Maryland, I figured that Wisconsin would at least go on to the quarterfinals, if not the semifinals in this tournament. So beating Maryland wasn't necessarily a surprise. Kicking their butts the way that they did was what was surprising. Beating them by 29 and knocking down 64% of their three-pointers. And they really didn't, necessarily carry it over, but they kept shooting at a consistent pace that made them a very tough force to be reckoned with. And you knew that a deep run was brewing after the way that they beat, not just the fact that they beat Maryland, but the fact that they stomped them. And again, against Northwestern, Wisconsin, they got out early and often. A.J. Storr essentially took over the game early. 30 points, which is a Badger record for most points in a Big Ten tournament game, which is surprising. I'm very surprised that Alondo Tucker didn't have 30, or Frank Kaminsky, or Sam Decker at that point. But what do I know, right? Most points by a Badger in a Big Ten tournament game with 30. Now that we got that out of the way, let me break down the Purdue game. Because there were a lot of people that said that Wisconsin didn't necessarily have a shot. And to me, going up against Purdue, I thought that they had a shot to win that game because of how close the other two games were. The big thing was going to be, how consistently can they knock down their shots? How consistently could they knock down their shots from three-point range with Max Klesbitt, with A.J. Storr? And, of course, Chucky Hepburn decided to turn into Jordan Taylor, those of you Badger fans out there, and went absolutely berserk. Now, that win over Purdue on Saturday, that was the best win of the season. Hands down. Hands down, no question about it. In the Big Ten semifinals against a Purdue team that has the reigning National Player of the Year, likely going to win it this year, the leading scorer in the history of the school, and back-to-back number one seeds in the NCAA tournament. The thing that surprised me the most about that game Saturday, it wasn't necessarily the fact that Wisconsin won. It was the fact that the Badgers beat Purdue, and they had three guys foul out of that game in the fourth quarter in overtime. And it was clutch shot after clutch shot by different players that stepped up. Tyler Wall, fouled out. Steven Crowell fouled out towards the end of regulation. Nolan Winter fouled out for Wisconsin. So as a result, Carter Gilmore had to be thrusted in and provide some key minutes. Chucky Hepburn had a phenomenal semifinal and championship game. That layup, that was a beautiful drive to the rim. Chucky Hepburn right now is becoming a star right before our very eyes. I was very high on him when he came over to Wisconsin as a freshman from Omaha. Now he is first team all Big Ten defense, and he is leading this charge for this Wisconsin team as they try to make a deep run into this tournament. And AJ Storr stepped up and played absolutely unbelievable as well. He didn't necessarily shoot the ball well, but when they needed him to make big plays, he made big plays. When they needed Chucky Hepburn to make big plays, he made big plays. And I thought, I had a good feeling in overtime because of the fact that Purdue didn't, I had to double check this. Purdue scored 9 points. The game was tied at 65. Wisconsin won that game 75-74. Purdue didn't make one single shot from the field in overtime. All 9 of their points came from the free throw line. And that to me was a good sign. Because if they weren't able to get a main shot from the field, that gave Wisconsin the opportunity to surge ahead or get the last shot. And then after Braden Smith fouled out, of that game in overtime, all Wisconsin needed to do was just make sure that they got a clean shot off because they had a timeout remaining. And as a result, Max Klesmet made one of the most beautiful drives to the rim this season and put in a floater that bounced off the back of the rim high into the Raptors and dropped through to give Wisconsin that victory. Again, best win of the season for Wisconsin. Bar none. That Badger team, the way that they play, can beat almost anybody in the country. They pushed all the right buttons, they made key shots when they needed to, and they forced overtime against a very good Purdue team. Now, Purdue, they like to slow it down. They like to go inside-outside and make Zach Edey work, essentially have him dominate and have your three-point shooters do their thing. And you could tell that the game was going to err towards Wisconsin's favor early on when Edey picked up two quick fouls in the first couple of minutes, a personal and then a technical. Now let me get to the championship game against Illinois. Illinois is just a bad matchup. Let's be real about this. Illinois is a bad matchup for Wisconsin, not because that they're better than them by any stretch of the imagination. I think that Illinois and Wisconsin are even, but the outlier is Terrence Shannon. And he had a lot of issues going on early on in the season. There was a couple of legal charges that came up, but those were ultimately dropped, and he, as a result, was able to return to the roster, and boy, did it help Illinois. And that game between Wisconsin and Illinois, regardless if you're a Badger fan, if you're an Illinois fan, if you're just a basketball fan, that game was entertaining. That was an absolutely entertaining game. I was on the edge of my seat every single time, every single minute, because you never knew what was going to happen. Wisconsin, this particular Badger team, they're not as good of a defensive team as we have seen, and I've stated that for a lot of times. But offensively, they can run with anybody. They can absolutely run with anybody. It was entertaining, it was exciting, and it was fun. It was great to see Wisconsin make their push. Essentially make their push towards potentially making a deep run. AJ Storr and Terrence Shannon traded big shots. So did Chucky Hepburn and Marcus Damask. Wisconsin's own, by the way. He's from Waupun. So you look at this Wisconsin team, they have the offensive ability to compete with anybody on the floor. The big question is, can they stop them? Their defense at the guard spots is going to be very key in this tournament as a little bit of a predictor or a teaser, if you will, for our next segment. It's going to be very, very tough. It's going to be very, very hard, their defense at the guard position. But the thing that can get you far in the tournament is elite guard play. And Wisconsin does have that at times. They have that with Chucky Hepburn. They have that at times, with Max Klesmet, they have it consistently from AJ Storr. The one person that needs to step up, though, and play better is Tyler Wahl. He fouled out in both of the two semifinal and championship games for the Big Ten. He's going to have to play better if Wisconsin's going to make a deep run. Go ahead. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Later on, I'll have everybody call in and you'll give the opportunity to give you your final four picks and see where you stand on how far Wisconsin can go. All of that is coming up. After the break, we'll preview their first round showdown with the James Madison Dukes, number 5 seed versus number 12 seed, and why I think Wisconsin could make a run at the Sweet 16. That's coming up next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Yes, we know it's early, but many days already, the sap is running. No worries, because Vigoud's Do It Express is ready. Brian is featuring a nice selection of maple syrup supplies for your bottling needs. Glass containers, hydrometers, funnels, and other syruping supplies. Vigoud's Do It Express, right along North 4th Street in Tomahawk, your maple syrup supply headquarters.
The way we use our homes is changing. Hilke's LP Gas is your local carrier expert. They're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. They're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier. Serving most of northern Wisconsin since 1958, contact Hilke's LP Gas at 453-3505. They're online at hilkes.com or located on South Tomahawk Avenue for your cooling comfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with serving starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Finally got some sun to peek through the Northwoods here today. It's really, really weird that you saw a dusting of snow early on here. Now, we had a very, very mild winter, and now we're going to get bombarded with snow, it looks like, over the next few days. You know, we are predicted to have, what does it look like, 2 to 4 tomorrow night, 1 to 3 on Friday, maybe even 4 to 7 also on Sunday into Monday. You know, just when you think you are completely free of all of the wackiness that Mother Nature holds, all of a sudden you get more snow.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yes, I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Very bold indeed. Let's see if the snow pays off. Let's go ahead and preview now Wisconsin's tournament matchup as we get underway with NCAA March Madness.
Exactly.
There we go. All right. So, Badgers ended up finishing second in the Big Ten tournament. Let's take a look at their first round matchup now, shall we? So, the one thing about Wisconsin that you can say from the Big Ten tournament to right now, let's hope that that offensive firepower that they have had keeps moving. That's the best you can ask of them. If they score 70 to 80 points, they might win a few games, but they also would prop. But they're also the kind of team that would lose a game 93 to 87 like they did to Illinois. The thing with Wisconsin that will work in their favor is if they play at their pace. They have to slow it down. They have to not turn the ball over as much as they have been, because they haven't been able to, because they haven't turned the ball over a lot over the last few games. They've been able to take good care of the ball. They had a crucial turnover against Illinois. That's really the only time, though, where they had poor play down the stretch. The one thing that they have to do, though, if they're going to make a run, you have to tighten up their defense. At the post spot, their defense is fine. The problem is that the post, Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, Nolan Winter, Marcus Ilver, those guys, they are constantly in foul trouble because the guards get blown right by them. The only guard, really, that has been a good defensive player for them has been Chucky Hepburn, and he's all first-team Big Ten defense for a reason. So you look at this lineup, and this Wisconsin team, if they play incredibly well, they have a chance to make a deep run. Here is the opponent, though, that they have to go against. And this is a team that is a very, very good mid-major, probably one of the best mid-major teams in the country. And that is a team by the name of James Madison. If you don't know where James Madison University is, it is located in Virginia. They are in the Sun Belt Conference. They ended up winning the Sun Belt Tournament over Arkansas State 91-71 because Appalachian State, believe it or not, got upset in that game, in that tournament. They went 31-3 during the season, 15-3 in the Sun Belt. They went 16-0 in non-conference games this year. That is surprising. And one of them was over Michigan State when Michigan State opened the season at number 4 in the country. And a lot of people were saying, well, what's wrong with Michigan State? It's more of what's right with James Madison. And the thing with James Madison, they can put the ball in the hole. They are one of the best scoring teams in the country. They average 84.5 points per game. That is number 10. In the country. Number 10. Top 10 team scoring in the country. And the thing with them, they can shoot the lights out. James Madison is a team that will knock in double-digit three-pointers on a consistent basis because of not how much they shoot it, but how efficient they shoot it. And the James Madison Dukes, their program itself, not just the basketball program, their football program was absolutely phenomenal this season. They're slowly turning into a very good mid-major team that I think that everybody should pay attention to. Their best player, James Madison's best player, by the way, is their forward, is their junior forward, Terrence Edwards Jr., averaging 17.5 points per game. And by the way, they've also got two really good scorers as well in Noah Friedel, TJ Bickerstaff, who can also get them double-doubles. Because James Madison, they are not a team that is going to roll over. You can't essentially take anyone for granted in the Big Ten tournament. We saw what happened with Purdue last year and what happened with Virginia when you go up against 16 seeds. Virginia lost to UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. For those of you, if you want to be absolutely technical.
You can never guess what you get here. I mean, my God.
And that's essentially the theme, by the way, for March Madness. And the other one, obviously, was last year, Fairleigh Dickinson knocking off Purdue when Purdue was the number one seed. So now with where we are, Wisconsin right now, they are in the South region. They have to avoid the upset. This is a very popular upset pick for most of the bracketologists up there because Wisconsin is inconsistent and James Madison has showed efficient, consistent offensive play throughout the course of the season, no matter whatever way you like it. So allow me to pose the question of how does Wisconsin pose the upset? How do they avoid the upset? Let me think for a second.
A few moments later.
Nope, I still need a little more time.
6.5 hours later.
No, maybe a little bit more.
2,000 years later.
Hang on.
So much later that the old narrator got tired of waiting and they had to hire a new one.
Okay. I figured it out. The one thing you can look at with this particular game Friday in Brooklyn is that it is going to be a very high-scoring game. Both teams are going to put up, in my opinion, at least, and this is being kind, at least 70 points. Both of these teams are capable of putting the ball in the hole. They're capable of putting up a lot of points, and they're both incredibly capable of going on hot runs. The over-under for this game is 145. For points scored, you take the over. You take the over and you go ahead and put it down with how many points you think that this team's going to score. I would not be surprised if either team scored 80, if both teams scored 80 in this one. Because the Badgers have put up 75 and 87 in the last two games. They put up 83 against Maryland. They put up 70 against Northwestern. James Madison, you saw what they did against Arkansas State. They put up 91. They are capable of putting up points in bunches. And if Wisconsin gets behind, I don't think they'd be able to make up ground. So you're going to have to get out to a fast start against this team. Also understand, this game will probably go into the 80s. It may even go into the 90s. They are going to have to outscore James Madison's players. They are going to have to outscore James Madison at their own game. Beat them at their own game. Knock down consistent shots. make sure that you get to the hole and limit the fouls. That has been the one thing that Wisconsin has struggled with this year, has been fouling. They were outshot by 28 free throws against Purdue and still found a way to win that game. So I look at one particular player that has to play better, and that is Tyler Wahl. Tyler Wahl has to play better. We have to see Tyler Wahl play the way that he has played throughout the course of the regular season when he's had 20 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, and 3 blocks against Purdue in the regular season. Not the Tyler Wahl that fouls out in the Big Ten semifinal in the Big Ten championship game. That cannot happen. He is going to have to stay on the court and avoid foul trouble. That's the first thing. The second thing is that A.J. Storr has to be A.J. Storr. Get your 20 points. Get consistent shots. Get good looks for Wisconsin. And make sure that you open it up for other people to get it. Because Wisconsin has shooters. They've got Max Klesman. They've got Carter Gilmore that can come off the bench. They got Marcus Ilver, Steven Crowell can step back and hit threes. Nolan Winter can step back and hit threes. It starts with A.J. Storr. Defensively, it starts with Chucky Hepburn. He is first-team All-Big Ten defense. He is going to have to play incredibly well against this James Madison team. He is going to have to try and find a way to limit their ability to put the ball in the hole. That's the biggest thing. And a 5-12 is a very, very common upset. If you look at the history of bracketology, and we'll get into more of the Final Four picks and the Cinderella deep dives. We'll get into that in the second part of the show. It comes down to Wisconsin's defense at the guard spot. How good of defense can Chucky Hepburn play? How good of a defense can A.J. Storr play? How good of a defense can Max Klesman play? How good of a defense can Tyler Wahl play? Or Carter Gilmore? How good of a defense can this Wisconsin team be? If they play like they're capable of doing, and this Badger team is capable of playing good defense, it was apparent against Maryland, it was apparent against Northwestern, and in key spots, it was apparent against Purdue. If they tighten up their defense, they will beat James Madison. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to have to force them into taking tough shots. Force them into taking uncomfortable shots. Force them to beat them at this game. Slow it down also. But again, you may have to get into a shootout with them. You may have to get into a shootout with them because James Madison is a team that likes to go up and down the court. Zoom up and zoom down all game long. If the Badgers end up pulling this off, they will probably have either Duke or Vermont waiting for them. And if the Badgers end up knocking off James Madison, their potential for a Sweet 16 run gets a little bit higher, obviously, with them winning. And it depends on who they end up playing. If they play Duke, that's going to be tough because Duke is led by Kyle Filipowski, who has been one of the more consistent players in the country, one of the consistent best players in the country, if you will. And Vermont is a team that always knows what to do. They like to slow it down, and they like to force people to beat them. A lot to look forward to Wisconsin and James Madison in Brooklyn, Friday night at 8:40, tip-off. Will be on CBS as well. That's a look at Wisconsin and James Madison first round tournament matchup here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll go ahead and take another quick break. When we come back, we'll preview the second part of the show. You're listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a good day. And I'll go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and play this bit, by the way, throughout the course of the NCAA tournament.
Can I play with madness?
Because I would love to play with madness. I play with madness every single day. That's what goes on in my brain.
I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
Exactly. I'm one smart guy. What can I say? That's why these Final Four picks that I have coming up in the second part of the hour are probably going to be done by, I would say, the Sweet 16 at the absolute best, because that's just how much of an idiot I am.
You are an idiot!
Also coming up in the second part of the Sports Q, we'll sit down with New Hatchet baseball coach John Roberts, get his thoughts on the brand new season that's ahead of him and what it's like taking over this team. And then also we take a look at our Cinderella picks, potential Cinderella picks, and then I'll open up the phone lines in the second half of the hour, and you're going to tell me, the caller, your Final Four picks. All of that is coming up on the second half of the Sports Q at 5:30 here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. 26 degrees under sunny skies. Wind chill currently at 18 with winds out of the north at 8 miles an hour. It is now 6 o'clock. It's time for our latest update from CBS. I'll be back with you at 6:05 for our interview with John Roberts here on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Still no decision from a federal appeals court on whether Texas can enforce its controversial immigration law. Reporter Chris Fox.
The Fifth Circuit Court will have to decide if Texas police should be allowed to arrest migrants believed to have entered illegally from Mexico and allow state judges to deport them. Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen.
We are at the epicenter of this crisis. We are on the front line, and we are going to do something about it.
The U.S. DOJ and ACLU argued that immigration is the responsibility of the federal government alone.
More members of Mississippi's so-called goon squad are headed to prison. A third and fourth former deputy getting 17 and 40-year sentences today for torturing two black men last year. Attorney Malik Shabazz.
Let this be a strict warning to all rogue police officers in the United States of America that you will not get light sentences, that you will not be let off easy.
The last two defendants learn their fates tomorrow. The University of Maryland is investigating disturbing allegations of extreme hazing and alcohol abuse at frats and sororities. CBS Baltimore reporter Mike Helgram.
Students spit on, burned with torches and cigarettes, forced to lay on nails, eat live fish, drink urine, endure beatings with paddles, and sustain physical assaults for hours while nude for public humiliation.
Similar problems have plagued schools across the country. The U.S. is working to evacuate more Americans on chartered helicopter flights now from Haiti amid ongoing gang violence there. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We do expect these helicopter movements to make multiple trips in order to try and get as many American citizens as we can today.
About 50 Americans have already been rescued. New hope for four-legged war victims in the Middle East.
16 dogs rescued from the Israel-Gaza war have been welcomed by a Bessemer, Alabama organization called 2x2 Rescue.
Long travels are over. All right, keep unloaded, guys.
Sonia King is its founder and executive director.
I really think however we speak to them won't be the language as much as it will be our hearts.
The dogs do not understand English, only Hebrew and Arabic. It's hoped they will eventually be adopted out. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
No changes from the Fed today on interest rates, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us they're coming.
The central bankers are penciling in 3/4-point rate cuts by the end of the year. They are also anticipating that the economy will slow down from the more than 3% growth last year to closer to 2% this year.
The decision boding well for Wall Street. The Dow added more than 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Happy.
This year's World Happiness Report is out, and the U.S. has officially been knocked out of the top 20. CBS's Vicky Barker checked it out.
Once again, Scandinavians are the world's happiest people.
Finland and Denmark still top the World Happiness Report, and the Scandinavians do dominate the top five.
Editor Jan Emanuel Deneve says strong social welfare states give citizens a sense of stability. The least happy country?
Afghanistan has slid even further in terms of low well-being.
For the first time ever, the U.S. has dropped out of the top 20, with particularly sharp drops in well-being among young Americans. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A group of parents are suing Epic Games, claiming it preyed on their kids' personal info while playing Fortnite. The class action lawsuit accuses the gaming company of capturing data on users under 13 for ads, merch, and processing in-game purchases. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. and a very good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. 26 degrees here in the Northwoods under sunny skies. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Here is Brittany Merlot with your weather forecast.
The forecast for the Northwoods, right as we sprung into spring, winter weather is coming back with a vengeance. In fact, we have four potential snowstorms striking the Midwest over the next 2 weeks. The first one arrives tomorrow night into Friday afternoon, bringing around 2 to 5 inches to our area. We get a little break on Saturday, but then Sunday, a bigger storm strikes us. In fact, we could see 4 to 7 inches of snow on Sunday, a wintry mix of rain and snow and sleet and slush on Monday that'll flip back over to accumulating snow. It'll be messy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WJJQ.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day so far today. And we have a new guest with us in our Sports Q show at our WJJQ studios. And currently joining me is Hatchet new baseball coach John Roberts. John, welcome, my friend, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. Why don't you start off by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Grew up in the area. I went to Wausau West High School. I graduated from there and was lucky enough to play college baseball at a couple different places. I went the junior college route, and then I ended my career at a Division II school in Nebraska.
So right now, as we take a look at this particular team, you were an assistant on the team last year, got promoted to head coach. What has the transition from assistant to head coach been like so far?
Stressful. I give credit to any head coach out there in any sport. It's a lot of work on top of running practices. So I've been busy.
Needless to say, talking here with Hatchet, new baseball coach John Roberts here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. You've had the opportunity to take a look at this particular team so far through a few practices. What have you seen so far from this team?
I'm going to say it all year long. Our junior class, those are our leaders, and we got big numbers in the sophomore class, so it's going to be a lot of competition to get some time on that varsity field, but competition is good.
Definitely. Again, you said 30 members, I believe, last time we talked. Is that correct? Yeah,
just south of 30, 29.
29. Yep. Okay, there you go. Looking at this particular team here, John, you've had a lot of returning players on this team, including guys like Braden Larson, guys like Cooper Hetzel as well. What do you think is going to be your biggest strength this year?
Just experience. A lot of these guys, you've named a couple of them. Brody Rigney's in there. Drew Tollefson's in there. Monty Fromke. Those guys have been getting varsity innings since they were freshmen, late in their freshman year, their whole sophomore year. And then we have one senior who has gotten a lot of playing time in the past couple of years, and that's Ethan Ein. So juniors, I know they're juniors, but I treat them like seniors because of their experience on the varsity field.
John, you now go ahead and you look at this particular team and this conference that you're in. This is a very, very tough Great Northern Conference. How hard do you think it'll be to compete in this conference this year?
You know, it's like you said, a great conference. It's tough. A lot of times we're kind of outgunned, but if we can scrap a game here, scrap a game there, compete, win some series when we need to win some series, I think we'll be okay. Once we get to playoffs, it's kind of a whole different ball game for us because we go down as far as school size playing against them. So it preps us well for postseason.
You know, you look at this team right now, John, obviously you got a lot of returning players back. Give me a couple of underclassmen, though, that you think could take a big step forward this year.
I think Wally Horbick, he can do a lot for us. There's Nick Arn, he's another sophomore. Like I said, my sophomore class is really big, and that's an awesome problem because it brings out the competition, and I'm fighting for a spot on the varsity field. We also have some new additions in that class who did not play last year, so that's been good too.
So now you look at this particular team, it looks like that the season's not going to start on time with you going to Marathon on April 1st. So let's go ahead and just say, what are you going to be looking for from this team for the next week or so of practice?
Working hard on the little things. I mean, baseball's a game where the little things matter. Picking up after practice is done, picking each other up, being good teammates, staying in the game pitch after pitch, doing all the things necessary that it takes to win a ball game. My biggest thing right now is getting us to play catch. I mean, as simple as that sounds, you're not going to win any baseball games if you can't play catch.
John, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
I'm excited, and we'll see what happens this year. A lot of opportunity, and give the kids a good experience.
Well, looking forward to covering the team this year here. John Roberts, new head coach for Tomahawk Baseball. Again, their season scheduled to get underway April 1st in Marathon, although due to the inclement weather that's taking place, that will be moved. We'll go ahead and let you know when that happens here on WJJQ. John Roberts, head Hatchet baseball coach, thank you very much for joining me, John.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Cube right after this on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Cube on WJJQ.
And Chatham Country Club offers two state-of-the-art golf simulators to keep you swinging your clubs during these winter months. Call 405-331-30 to schedule your tee time on one of the sims. Go online to find the simulator hours and make sure you follow Inshallah on Facebook for monthly simulator hours. Inshallah Country Club, 405-331-30, and online at InshallahCC.com. It's the Inshallah Country Club.
Take advantage of spring savings on our last remaining 2023s at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side. New 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited all-wheel drive. Buy it today for $46,616 with $5,000 in rebates. Also, during the Jeep Celebration event, new 2023 Jeep Compass Latitude Lux 4x4 with 10% off is yours for only $38,501, down from $43,760. Experience the excitement of the last new 2023 Jeep Gladiator Willie's package, now available for $45,853, originally priced at $55,470. It's Ram Truck Month at Brickner Motors. Get the last new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Eco Diesel 4x4, 20% off for $49,961. That's a savings of $17,679. Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side. Only minutes from Wausau, Merrill, and Medford.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate offers unparalleled service to all clients in the Northwoods real estate market. Your complete satisfaction with our service and representation is our number one priority. Hi, this is Matt Tyler. Whether you are considering buying a home, selling a home, Wild Rivers Group knows the area inside and out. Call me at 490-1820 or stop by our offices at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, or check us out online at wildriversgroup.com. We're ready to serve you at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. It is currently 6:13. Thank you very much to Hatchet baseball coach John Roberts for joining me on the Sports Q here today. Glad to have him along. Very excited to see what this Hatchet baseball team has, especially with the amount of players that we have. Shall we now get back into the madness?
Can I play with madness?
Hepburn, 10 seconds left. Hepburn against Jones, kicks to Klesman, to the line, in the lane, goes up, back, rim it in! 4.8 to play, Badgers up one, here's Jones with four, with three, right side with two, heaves it, missed it, and the Badgers win it! They're playing for the title tomorrow!
Again, still the best win of the season. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here, 715-453-4481. Go ahead, call in. Let me know who you would like to see in the Final Four. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and give you some highlights for my Final Four bracket, because what I decided to do this year was didn't really do anything for March Madness last year, mainly because the Wisconsin wasn't really in it. So this year, I decided to give everybody that works at the station brackets. That includes Greg, Tim, Amy, Jeff, Jennifer, all those guys, gave all of them brackets, Zach included, don't want to leave him out. And I asked them to fill out a bracket and hand it back to me, and the winner will take home a dinner. I will treat them out to dinner. It'll probably be a steak. I think I said steak dinner. I'd have to double check, though.
Don't!
So again, go ahead, call in 453-4481. Let me know who you think would like to be the Final Four predictions for this year. And yes, you're more than welcome to say Wisconsin. Yes, you're more than welcome to say Marquette. But also try to be objective, if you will. So now the phone lines are open. Go ahead, call in to 453-4481. See if you could take home. See if you could try and get me with my Final Four picks. Now, let's go ahead and start off with my Final Four bracket. I'm going to start off with upsets that I believe are going to happen in the first round. And there's a lot of them, because you get a lot of them. And then any time a caller will stop, I'll immediately stop and I'll listen to what that particular caller has to say. So the first upset that I have, we're going to go ahead and start in the... We're going to go ahead and go from left on down and then right on down. So it'll be right on. So it'll be left on down, right on down. We'll start on the left, go to the right. So, first upset that I have is going to be number 12 UAB over number 5 San Diego State. Now, San Diego State was in the Final Four last year, and they returned a lot of their key players, but they did back into the tournament this year. UAB is a very, very good defensive team. They are a very good defensive team, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. Remember the name Yaxel Lendelong. Very, very hard to pronounce. Yaxel Lendelong has averaged a double-double for them this season. I would not be surprised if he had a big game against San Diego State, who struggles mightily. So that's upset number one. Upset number two I have is Duquesne over BYU. Number 11 seed Duquesne over BYU. And I have Duquesne because they are a team that got on a hot run. They're a team that's getting hot at the right time. Like a lot of these teams and a lot of these upsets that I'm going to have for with this particular bracket. So I've got Duquesne knocking off BYU. Now, Duquesne, again, they're a team that is very, very good defensively. They've won 8 straight headed into the tournament, and they also upset Dayton and VCU in the A-10 tournament. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. Pay attention to it. So we started off there. Let's go ahead and work our way down south. I don't consider 9 seeds over 8 seeds upsets, but if you want to say that that is considered an upset, I'm okay with that. So I have Michigan State over Mississippi State. You never can count out Tom Izzo as a head coach in an NCAA tournament. Period, plain and simple. The next upset that I have is number 11 seed New Mexico over number 6 Clemson. And this is a pretty popular one because New Mexico is a team, again, they are getting hot at the right time. They upset San Diego State for the Midwest title. That's the reason why San Diego State backed in. They won 5 of the... New Mexico has won 5 out of their last 6. They're top 30 in the nation in points per game. JT Toppin averages a double-double. And they also have a really good scorer in Jalen House that averages 16 a game. So New Mexico's won. Now let's go ahead and work our way over to the right side. And the big upset that I have on the right, and I think that a lot of people would go to this, especially if you're a Badger fan, is Vermont. I'm taking Vermont over Duke in the first round. Now Vermont, they have won 19 out of their last 20 games. And the thing with Vermont is they throw a lot of fresh bodies out there. They've got 7 players that average 20 minutes a game. They have seven players that can easily provide you with some key minutes in key spots. Their defense, by the way, top 10 in the country. They will force Duke to work for their points. And they also have a newcomer in Shamir Bogues. Yeah, let me know who you think is going to make the Final Four. 715-453-4481. Go ahead, call in. See if you can think that your Final Four picks are better. Go ahead and call in. So that's another upset. The other upset I'm paying attention to in the first round, I would say, again, you could consider 9 over 8 an upset. So I would go TCU over Utah State. But another big one I'm looking at is McNeese over Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga is a team that has consistently failed early in the tournament. Very early in the tournament. McNeese is a team, they are now 30-3 on this season. They win the turnover battle on a consistent basis. They've won 11 straight games, and they have four players that shoot better than 40% from the field. If you get elite guard play and that carries over, that's going to go very well for you, especially when you go up against a Gonzaga team that is known for falling early in tournament games. And then the final upset that I have is Oregon over South Carolina. The thing with major double-digit seeds, you always, always, always have to take them with a grain of salt because you never know what's going to fly. You never know what's going to happen. Again, Oregon is a team that has made it to the Elite Eight as a 12 seed. So they're not just going to go ahead and sit idly by and let South Carolina walk over them. Something to keep in mind. Now, those are some first-round upsets that I have for you. Now let's go into my Sweet 16 picks here. We're just going to go round by round. I've got UConn over FAU, so I think UConn will make it all the way past there. Auburn over UAB. I'll take Illinois over Duquesne, even though I really like Duquesne as a potential Sweet 16 contender. And I've got Iowa State over Washington State. The biggest upset that I have in the round of 32, and this is bold.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
That is number 9 Michigan State over number 1 seed North Carolina. Here's the reason why. North Carolina, I know that they haven't lost a step, but there's something different about going against a team in Michigan State who can beat you at any point in time. They can go ahead and they can go on a hot streak. And again, Tom Izzo, you never rule him out in an NCAA tournament game. He has been to the Final Four before. He's made deep runs. He's won a national title. You never count him out. That's a big upset, in my opinion. I also think that New Mexico will get past Baylor. I've got New Mexico in the Sweet 16. And then I have Dayton knocking off Arizona. Yes, I have Arizona losing. Again, Arizona is a team that has consistently lost in the first or second round of the NCAA tournament way too often for my liking. So be on the lookout for Arizona potentially getting upset by Dayton in the second round, in the round of 32. I got Houston over Nebraska. I do have Wisconsin moving on to the Sweet 16 to beat Vermont. Kentucky over Texas Tech. Marquette over Florida. I've got Purdue over TCU. I've got McNeese knocking off Kansas. I've got McNeese going to the Sweet 16 this year. They're a team, again, that has gotten hot at the right time. I don't know how they would fare against Purdue. But the one thing I do know is that since Kansas is going to be without their leading scorer for the tournament, that's probably going to be an early exit for them. I thought about picking Samford over them, but I'll give Kansas one just to be safe. Be sure to call in 715-453-4481 to see what you have for your Final Four picks. I've got Creighton over Oregon and Tennessee over Texas. Now moving to the Sweet 16. UConn over Auburn. I've got UConn winning that game. Illinois and Iowa State. I went back and forth with this one. I'm going with the Cyclones. I've got Alabama knocking off Michigan State. And I've got Dayton knocking off New Mexico. So the first four of my Elite Eight are UConn, Iowa State, Alabama, and Dayton. Now we go to the other side. I don't have Wisconsin advancing past Houston. If they get to the Sweet 16, that is considered a success for them. Period, plain, and simple. So Houston over Wisconsin. I've got Kentucky knocking off Marquette. So I think both Wisconsin and Marquette will lose in the Sweet 16, mainly because I don't think Wisconsin is primed to go to the Final Four this year. I just don't see it. Now, if they make the Sweet 16, that would definitely be a step in the right direction. And again, Marquette is one of those teams, regardless of where they are seated, they always, always, always seem to lose in the round of 32 or the Sweet 16. That's why I have them advancing past Kentucky, even though I'm a little bit shaky on them, especially with John Calipari, a coach. I've got Purdue over McNeese, and I've got Creighton knocking off Tennessee. So my Elite Eight are UConn, Iowa State, Alabama, Dayton, Houston, Kentucky, Purdue, and Creighton. Now to the Final Four picks. Again, if you have your Final Four, call into 453-4481 to let me know what your Final Four picks are. My first Final Four pick, and this is very, very tough, I went with Iowa State over UConn. Here's the reason why. There has not been a repeat national champion in college basketball since 06-07 when Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, and Al Horford led that Florida team to back-to-back national titles. I don't see it happening this year. They're not a team that's primed to repeat, in my opinion. Alabama and Dayton, this one was a little bit tougher. But I went with the higher seed Alabama because I think that the Crimson Tide can ride their offense into the Final Four. They definitely have the ability to do that. I've got Kentucky upsetting Houston in the Elite Eight because, again, that would be a very intriguing matchup. John Calipari going up against Kelvin Sampson and helping rebuild the Houston Cougars into the team that they are right now. And then I've got Purdue knocking off Creighton. So my Final Four are Iowa State, Kentucky, Alabama, and Purdue. I got one of each of the top four seeds. I thought that would be a little bit creative. Go ahead and let me know what your guys' Final Four is. 715-453-4481. Now my Final Four picks. Iowa State and Alabama going against each other. The Cyclones are a team that is very, very good defensively, and they've played incredibly well in the Big 12 tournament, leading all the way up until this tournament. I've got Iowa State knocking off Alabama. On the other side, I've got Kentucky and Purdue. You've got Zach Edey, the reigning AP National Player of the Year, going against a Kentucky team led by John Calipari. Can't get much better than that, in my honest opinion. And I am going with Purdue to knock off Kentucky. So I have a national championship game of Iowa State and Purdue. Cyclones and Boilermakers going toe-to-toe to determine who wins the national championship. And I am going to go ahead and just go right out and say it. And this, I promise, is right. I meant right. No, right. Thank you. Jeez, how big of an idiot do I have to be to correctly click the sound effect button? I've got Iowa State over Purdue in the national championship game. I think Iowa State will handle Purdue. They will handle their business. And I think they'll win that national championship. Let me know what your guys' Final Four picks are. Go ahead, call into 453-4481. Let me know. And I'll see if I could go ahead and maybe play some for you. Maybe do some for you. I'll let you guys know. I'll let the listeners know who you think will make the Final Four. I'll be back to wrap up the sports queue right after this, though, here on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
With warmer weather continuing, now is the time to think about your air conditioning systems because hot weather is right around the corner. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of air conditioners and furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox Signature Collection with a furnace just right for your heating and cooling needs, and be ready for a hot summer. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County A. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com and at the WJJQ Home Show April 13th and 14th at the Tomahawk School Complex.
Work with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm PJ at Crossbridge Community Bank. I take pride in knowing my customers and knowing their businesses. It's just one of those things that makes banking with us different. Local means we shop at your stores and eat at your restaurants. We know when it's your busy season and when you have a moment to take a breath. We want to be your partner in success and offer guidance when you need it most. Crossbridge Community Bank puts purpose first. Whether it's the beginning of your business dreams or time for your retirement, let us be there alongside you. Visit us in downtown Tomahawk, downtown Merrill, or online at crossbridge.bank.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 above. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
This is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health and Motion in Tomahawk. Health and Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health and Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on!
Come in and find out why generations of families in the Northwoods have been doing business at the Auto House in Tomahawk for nearly 40 years. Gary is the longest operating auto dealer in the area. He provides selection, selection, selection. He's got about 40 quality late model used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot right now. The Auto House is a complete dealership where they service what they sell in their service department with an ASE certified technician. And if you need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental units available. And if you don't see exactly what you want on Gary's lot, just talk to him and he'll find what you're looking for, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hard to believe that the madness is already here.
Can I play with madness?
I'll never get tired of that. For perspective, if you want to know where that is from, I can easily give it to you. That is actually the name of an Iron Maiden song, Can I Play with Madness? Go ahead and check it out. Either I know it's on Spotify. You can check it out on YouTube as well. Very, very good. This is the metalhead that's coming out in me, as you can see. But again, madness means craziness.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
No, I am not.
Can I play with madness?
What about love?
I'm having fun here. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just having so much fun here.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
Well, go ahead and bear with me then as I go ahead and read what we have coming up for Hatchet Sports as we get into our final countdown. Okay, so the Hatchet track and field season got their season underway. yesterday, finishing second for the boys and second for the girls, excuse me, and seventh for the boys yesterday. Their next meet will be on Saturday over in Lakeland. That will get underway at about 9 o'clock or so at field events. Take a look at other upcoming Hatchet events coming up. Tomahawk softball opens their season tomorrow. They will have a triangular at Rhinelander. Game one will be against Wausau East at 10 o'clock. Game two will be against Leona Wabino at 11:30. Tomahawk track and field again with their next outdoor meet at Lakeland on Saturday at 9. Hatchet baseball, they are scheduled to get their season underway April 1st at Marathon. That looks like it's going to be up in the air at this point with the weather coming. First pitch is scheduled to be at 5 o'clock. We'll go ahead and let you know if there are any changes to that. And then Hatchet Golf is scheduled to begin their season April 9th. Hopefully the snow will be cleared off by then. A home triangular with Prentice and Three Lakes. And Inshallah Country Club, that gets underway at 4 o'clock that day. Let the madness begin, ladies and gentlemen. Can I play with madness? Well, I certainly can. Enjoy March Madness. We'll be back here with you next week to give you a recap of what happened with the Badgers. Also, we'll have Hunter Bumgart from 97.3 The Game on as we take a look at Brewers opening day. That is coming up in just over a week. Opening day for the Brewers is March 28th, my birthday, hint, hint, in New York against the Mets. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll see you next week. At six, actually. Going to go ahead and do six. Quick program change with that because we do have an event going on for the Wisconsin Lottery next week. That's coming up, though. Thank you very much for tuning in. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.